You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull once again here in Afton High School as we get set for the second game of our doubleheader. Seems like we're doing this all over again, because we are. We're going to have the boys game here tonight between the Crimson Knights and the Warriors of Sydney. We saw Sydney earlier this week win 48-47 over UV at home. That was a big win. The game could have gone either way, but Sydney grinding it out down the stretch, an excellent win there. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. I think one of the keys here tonight for Sydney will be Nick Mino. He had 18 in that win the other night against Unadilla Valley, but really from what we've seen of this Sydney team so far this year, they're a team that has some of the best talent in the league. And you hear that from other coaches as well. When Sydney puts that starting five and that sixth man out there, they're a team that has size, speed, skill, and a lot of energy. But the energy part is what we've been hearing from both the Sydney coaching staff and other coaches that seems to be the key right now. If Sydney comes out and they press and they go guns a-blazing and run the floor and go coast to coast, they're a tough team to beat. But it's when they kind of come out and they look a little sleepy to start the game, it's hard for them to get out of that funk for whatever reason. And that happens at all levels of athletics. Sometimes that is just one of those things that can be hard to break out of. And certainly that's something that Sydney is struggling with at this moment. We saw them come out and really play a very solid first half and really take it to Unadilla Valley the other night. And then UV, you know, down 8-10 points, was able to come all the way back and had a chance to win with 10 seconds left. UV missed two layups with 10 seconds left in that contest, which could have given them a huge road win in the MAC. But they couldn't get the layups to go, and Sydney escaping with the win. Of course, the road doesn't get any easier for Sydney either. They go to Delhi next week, and Delhi currently sits at 6-0. Let me quickly look to see what night of the week that game is going to be, as that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be on the 21st, Delhi boys hosting Sydney. So that's going to be next, Wednesday night. And that's going to be a tough trip over the hill for the Sydney boys. So they need to try to get a win here tonight. If you're Afton, you come in with a record of 1-3 right now in the league. This is where you need to try to start to get some points and maybe get some sectional points as well. Of course, Afton at the Class D level there could end up with a nice seed in sectionals and make some noise in the Class D sectionals. They're in the same boat that Delhi is in, being in the Class D sectionals. But things are still wide open at the top of the league, of course, with Unitego falling to Delhi last night. They're 4-2. The sleeper here could be Green. Green is still undefeated in league play, and so the championship road could go through Green eventually. Sydney comes in with a record of 4-1 in the league. They're looking to improve that to 5-1 here tonight because they're going to have UV nipping at their heels. UV, of course, losing the other night on the road, as we said, at Sydney. But it's something that we know UV has the tools and the talent to put it all together at the right time. And so I really think that the final four of the MAC, which then is getting down to the final two for the championship game on the 14th at Suco, that's going to be an interesting battle to see who can get that far. So after looking to maybe pull the upset here tonight at home against Sydney, Sydney trying to put it all together. They have the size, the speed, the skill, but we've seen a couple of times this season where they've gone through spurts in games and they put it all together, they've looked great, and then they've kind of fallen asleep. So that will certainly be something that head coach Mike Brzee wants his guys to come out and play a full contest, a full four quarters, as you always hear a lot of coaches say. All right, we'll take a quick break. Of course, you've been listening to our tip-off show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop over, see Cork and the staff. They'll get you a great deal. They wish the players, coaches, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a break. We'll come back with tip-off here between Sydney and Afton. It's our doubleheader, the last game of the week here on WCDO.
Cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO as we get set for Afton and Sydney in our nightcap here. The fifth game of the week for us on WCDO, Afton and Sydney, as we'll get you set with the starting lineups here tonight for this varsity boys game. First for Sydney, wearing number 2, a senior, Nick Mino. Wearing number 12, a sophomore, Alex Hoskins. A senior wearing number 14, Wyatt McKee. A junior number 22, Zach Green. And a senior number 33, Trey Larson. Head coach is Mike Brzee. On the other side for Afton, a senior point guard wearing number 4, Darren Heath. A senior number 11, Caleb Stuhler. A junior number 15, Joe Devona. A guard wearing number 24, a junior, Connor Graven Briggs. And their 6'4" center wearing number 40, a junior, Kyle Hinman. And the head coach for Afton is Richard Winans. So we'll get set here for the nightcap, Sydney and Afton. Of course, Sydney in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. They will go left to right. Sydney looking to jump it up here with Trey Larson. Afton in the home whites with the red trim. They'll jump it up there with Hinman, and Afton will go right to left. But Larson will get up to win the opening tip. And Nick Mina will start things off here for Sydney. Let's see the energy that Sydney can bring to the table here. And here is Trey Larson. Works it into the corner for Mino. His shot is off the mark. No good. Looking to come down with a rebound here. It's loose. And Afton will come away. And here comes Darren Heath up the floor. 5'8 point guard here wearing number 4 for Afton. Kicks it far side. Early jumper blocked away by Hoskins. Here's Hoskins down the left wing. Left-handed layup up and good. Alex Hoskins, his first 2 points of the night, and Sydney leads 2-0 with 7:20 to go first quarter. Working the ball up the floor is Darren Heath. Outside, Afton with a long three ball off the mark, no good for Caleb Stuhler, and Sydney will work it up with Nick Mino down the right wing. Here's Mino, dribbles between the legs, now looks to hold on. 2-3 zone here for Afton in the early going. Looking to challenge some of these outside shooters from Sydney. 6:55 to go first quarter, and it's Sydney with a 2-0 lead over Afton. The boys contest here tonight. Sydney girls defeating Afton in the first contest. Here's Trey Larson. Eight on the shot clock. Works it down low to Wyatt McKee. Turnaround shot. Fade away. This one up and good. Wyatt McKee hits his first shot of the night in the paint. And it's a 4-0 lead for Sidney over Afton. Afton gets to half court now as they go right to left. They kick it outside. Little dribble drive up off the glass. This one won't fall for Stuhler of Afton. And Sidney back the other way down the right wing. Good speed to start off this contest. And here's Mino into the corner for McKee. And back up here for Zach Green. Green to the far side for Hoskins as they give and go against this 2-3 zone. Now for Afton. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Now Afton kind of transitioning into a 3-2 zone, it looks like. Back up for Mino. Three ball, top of the key, off the mark, no good, with 10 on the shot clock. And a rebound for Afton. 2 minutes into the game, it's 4-0. Sidney on top of the Crimson Knights. A little dribble drive here for Afton, and a shot up and no good for Caleb Stuhler. Back the other way is Nick Mino in transition. Mino for McKee. Off the glass, he's fouled, and count the bucket for Sidney. Wyatt McKee with 4 points, and he'll look to make it a 3-point play as he'll head to the line. Wyatt McKee, a 6'3 forward, wearing number 14 for Sidney, can be a handful, that's for sure. And he will head to the line here to shoot two. Actually, no, excuse me, he'll shoot one here as he made the layup and looking for the 3-point play. It's good. So Wyatt McKee with an early 5 points. Sidney off to a good start. They lead 7-0. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Afton brings the ball up the floor here with Joe Devona. Devona gets one off for Kyle Hinman. Down low to Stuhler. Stuhler tries another layup, and it's blocked away. Good defense by Sidney. Back down the left wing here for Sidney. Back up for Mino. Pass from Zach Green. Mino calling out the offense, directing traffic, as we saw him do the other night against Unadilla Valley very nicely. Here's Mino into the right corner, back up top, knocked away. Here comes Afton on the break, ahead for Devona, off the glass and good. Joe Devona scores the first 2 points of the night for Afton. Sidney leads 7-2, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Sidney with the ball up the floor here for Mino. Mino against this 3-2 zone that Afton is falling into now. And here is Hoskins to the far side for Trey Larson. Gets it to the high post. Now back out for Mino. Thought about a three. Instead for McKee. Works his way inside. Outside for Green now. Long three. Off the mark. No good. It was too long. Rebound by Darren Heath. And Heath will bring it up the floor for Sidney. Or for Afton. Excuse me. Long three. Top of the key. It's good. That was the shot they needed there. Darren Heath hits the three-pointer for Afton. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Darren Heath pulls up, stops, pops, and hits that three. We'll have a whistle. 4:19 to go, first quarter, as Sidney brings the ball back down the floor. It's Sidney 7, Afton 5. Sidney jumped out to a 7-0 lead, but then 5 straight points scored by Afton. A 2 by Joe Devona and a 3 by Darren Heath. Sidney looking to get it going here on offense once again. 4:15 to go, first quarter. 2-point ball game. Sidney ahead by 2, going left to right. And the maroon and white here tonight for Sidney. Afton in the home white with the red trim. Shot blocked away here as McKee tried to shoot from the foul line. And that was Connor Graven-Briggs who got a piece of it there for Afton. Possession stays with Sidney, and Mino will inbound the ball underneath the Sidney basket. Looks to pass one in for Trey Larson. Larson for three with 7 on the shot clock, off the mark, no good. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball out of bounds, possession stays with Afton. Had a quick update on that Franklin-Milford boys game. At the half, Milford ahead 32-31 over in Franklin. Just want to keep you updated on that if we can, as we had Franklin on earlier this week as part of our marathon of games this week on CDO. 3:55 to go, first quarter. Top of the key for Afton. They trail 7-5. They go right to left. Pull-up jumper there for Darren Heath. Off the mark, no good. And then tipped back in by Kyle Hinman. Hinman with a nice bucket there to tie things up. It's 7-7 with 3:38 to go in this first quarter. Mino now into the far corner for Hoskins. Gets it back to Mino. Mino looking to pull up. Instead gets it back to Trey Larson. Good job by Afton to fight their way back into this contest. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Larson. Kicks it for Zach Green. Dribble drive down and low to McKee. Turnaround shot off the rim. No good. Ball is loose. McKee gets it back. Again, misses the left-handed layup. And here comes Afton in transition. All the way for Darren Heath. His shot won't fall. Loose there and a rebound by Kyle Hinman. He goes up and he's fouled. And Hinman will step to the line. He's got a little extra pep in his step here after making that last little tip-in to tie the game up, and now he'll head to the line looking to give Afton their first lead of the night. 3:07 to go, first quarter. Tied up at 7 between Sydney and Afton. Hinman to the line. His first shot is good. So Hinman with 3, Darren Heath with 3, and Joe DeVona with 2 for Afton on the other side. McKee with 5. Hoskins with 2 for Sydney. Hinman makes the second shot. He now has 4 points. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, and it's 9-7. Afton on top of visiting Sydney here in boys action after Sydney jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Here's Mino into the right corner. Back up for Green and to the far side for Larson. Thought about a 3, instead pulls it down. Back for Mino. He'll pull the trigger. This one off the rim. Afton with the rebound. And here comes Darren Heath. Crimson Knights settling in nicely here on their home floor, pumped up in front of their home crowd. Here's Stuhler all the way to the hoop, up off the glass, no good. He wanted a foul there, won't get it, will have a whistle on the rebound. 2:36 to go, first quarter. The foul will be on Afton, on Kyle Hinman, who is jostling for the ball there with Wyatt McKee. And so the foul on Hinman, his second foul, so he's going to have to come out of the game here. I believe that Richard Wannins is going to take him out. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Afton on top, 9-7. Boys action here, part of our doubleheader after Sydney defeated Afton in the girls game to start things off. Far side for Larson, now to Mino, to the high post for McKee. Nice move, back out for Larson. Good ball movement here by the Warriors. Mino with a fall-away jumper, it's good. Nick Mino, his first 2 points of the night. We're tied 9-9 with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Now Sydney with a steal. Here's McKee, finds Mino, and Mino looks to push here for Sydney. Right wing, jumper up off the mark, no good, and a rebound for Darren Heath of Afton, and a foul on Sydney. 1:56 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 9. Good rebound by Darren Heath. He looked to take off, and a foul on the play. So Hinman will come out of the ball game here for Afton with 2 fouls, and Dick Winans will put in Shane McGovern, and he will play down low. He's a senior, 5'8", wearing number 33. Afton will inbounds the ball. That foul was on Nick Mino of Sydney, his first. Afton looking to set it up. It's 9-9, 1:50 to go, first quarter. Shot there by Connor Graven-Briggs, and that was good for 3. His first shot of the night, top of the key for 3, and Afton leads 12-9. So Graven-Briggs found himself wide open, decided to pull the trigger. Here's Sydney back the other way. Shot up and off the glass for Alex Hoskins, no good. Wyatt McKee pulls down the rebound. He gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Possession to Afton, and the Crimson Knights have really weathered the storm and done a nice job here in this first quarter. Now Dion Oakley is checking in for Afton. Now also checking in for Sydney will be Trevor Dutton. 1:30 to go in this first quarter. Fast moving, fast paced first quarter. Afton will throw it away back to Sydney. Graven-Briggs was looking to hook up with Dion Oakley, who just came into the ball game. Might remember Dion Oakley from that Harpersville-Afton football team. Had a very nice season at wide receiver for Harpersville-Afton on the gridiron. 1:19 to go, first quarter. Sydney trailing 12-9 on the road here in Mac. Boys action against Afton. Afton working with this 2-3 zone now. They've transitioned between a 2-3 and a 3-2. Here's Wyatt McKee down low, up off the glass. The kiss is good. And Wyatt McKee now with a game-high 7 points. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Afton leads 12-11. Afton works it into their own offensive zone. Here's Dion Oakley up off the glass and good. Dion Oakley, his first 2 points of the night. And Afton leads 14-11. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Mino down the left side in front of the Afton bench. Directing traffic, barking out some signals. Here's Mino, little dribble drive back for Trey Larson in the corner. Larson hasn't been able to get a shot off here in the first frame so far. Back for Dutton. He lost the handle. Ball is on the floor, but we'll have a foul here on Connor Graven-Briggs of Afton. That stops the clock with 28 seconds to go, first quarter. And it's 14-11. Afton, after trailing 7-0 to start the game, now leads 14-11. So Mino inbounds for Sydney. Back up for Green, top of the key, as he works his way back up towards half court. Sydney going left to right. Their own offensive end. Shot clock is off with 20 seconds. Now they start to attack. End of the first quarter coming up. And here's Mino. Sydney is just content to play for the last shot. Here's Green back to Mino as they work it across this 2-3 zone. And here is Dutton in the corner. Off the mark, no good. Trey Larson, the rebound. 5 left on the clock. Larson trying to go up. Ball is on the floor. Clock will run out. And that will do it for the first quarter. Afton leads 14-11 after the first in boys action. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Start of the second quarter, boys action here in Afton. And Afton leads Sydney 14-11. We start the second quarter here, part of our doubleheader here tonight. Another quick update, about 4 minutes left in that Franklin-Milford game. Milford up 58-53, so a great one over there in Franklin. Just trying to keep you updated on that boys' contest in the Tri-Valley. Good one here between Sydney and Afton to start things off. And Sydney's going to get a steal, ball loose on the floor now, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession right back to Afton with 7:45 to go, second quarter. And so Afton will inbound underneath their own basket as Sydney bringing a little bit of pressure here, a man-to-man full-court press, and Afton looks a little flustered. They get the ball into Connor Graven-Briggs. Briggs passes one ahead here for Deion Oakley. Oakley, a dribble drive, pulls it back up and finds Darren Heath. Heath will hold on, gets it back up to half-court. Man-to-man for Sydney. This is what they like to do. Here's Heath, and we're going to have a foul, and this will be an illegal screen on Afton. Shane McGovern just got a little bit too much of that one. It'll be a moving screen. Ball goes back to Sydney. They trail by 3, 14-11, early part of the second quarter here. Make sure to stay tuned at halftime for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Sydney girls defeating Afton in the first contest here tonight. That game already available, so you can listen to it on demand on WCDOsports.com. Afton will steal the ball away here from Trevor Dutton. And here comes Afton down the floor, and the rebound will go off the glass. Trey Larson will pull it down off the missed shot there from Deion Oakley. Here's Nick Mino. As Sydney goes left to right, gets it to Wyatt McKee, back out to Green. Thought about a three, back for Mino. His shot is up, and Mino is good from downtown. Mino for three, and it's 14-all with 6:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Afton down the left side with Connor Graven-Briggs. We'll leave one off for Darren Heath. And Heath barking out some signals here. He is really the point guard here for Afton. Tries a three-pointer, left side, no good. McKee pulls down the rebound and gives it for Mino. Mino up the floor, right side. Sydney going left to right. He finds McKee, bulls his way to the hoop, up off the glass, and a foul here on Afton. Shane McGovern. Shane McGovern was trying to set his feet there to take the charge, but McKee just beat him to the spot. And now Afton will go to the bench. It looks like Kyle Hinman's going to come back in. He's got the two fouls. He's going to have to be careful. Joe Devona will come back in as well. But here's McKee at the line trying to give Sydney the lead, and he will. McKee with a game-high 8 points so far as the Afton subs come in. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Sydney leads 15-14. Tight one here so far in Mac boys action. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Doubleheader tonight. Girls were first, Sydney winning there over Afton, and now a tight one here in the second quarter is Wyatt McKee steps to the line for his second shot. He has a team-high 8 points. Second shot is up for McKee off the back iron. Can't get the shooter's touch, and Afton will pick up the rebound here with Caleb Stuhler. And ahead now for Joe Devona, who will run the point. Devona looking for some options against this tight man-to-man defense for Sydney. And here's Devona. being very careful. Finally now gets it back off for Darren Heath. Heath to the right side, dribble drive, tries a fall-away jumper, no good. Rebound for Afton. Trey Larson with a block. Another rebound for Afton. This one off the mark as it was Caleb Stuhler trying to force his way up and put it in, couldn't do it. So Sydney leads 15-14 with 5:45 to go second quarter. Back up for Mino, reverses right corner for Dutton. Dutton down low for McKee. McKee off the glass, and it's good. Wyatt McKee now with 10 points, and he is helping to lead Sydney here in this first half. 5:30 to go before the half, and now a shot from Afton off the mark. Trey Larson the rebound. Sydney looking to run. Here's Zach Green off the glass. Can't get it to go. Ball comes down, and we'll have a whistle on the rebound. This will be a foul on Sydney, I believe, with 5:23 to go second quarter. 17-14. Sydney on top of Afton on the road here in boys action tonight. And Dick Winans, head coach for Afton, will take a timeout. His team is down three. We'll take a break. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Sydney with an immediate steal as Afton brings it in. Up and good there for Trevor Dutton, his first 2 points of the night. Another steal, and here's Alex Hoskins to the hole. He's fouled, and he'll head to the line. And here's some of that energy that we've seen from Sydney in spurts this year, and they apparently have it coming out of this timeout. So Sydney leads 19-14. They immediately got a steal from Trevor Dutton, who put it up in and good. Then another steal from Alex Hoskins. Couldn't make the layup, but it'll go to the line for two with Sydney leading 19-14. First shot for Hoskins. Nothing but net there, so he has 3 points. Checking back into the contest here is Connor Graven-Briggs for Afton with 5:12 to go before the half, and Sydney leading 20-14. Sydney started off the game up 7-0. Afton came right back. Second shot from Hoskins is good, and now Sydney has regained that 7-point lead for the second time tonight. They lead 21-14. Another steal by Hoskins. Back off for Dutton. Off the glass, no good. Hoskins rips it down. His second chance is good. Alex Hoskins now with 6 points, and it's almost another steal as Sydney is coming with this man-to-man press, and it's giving Afton fits at the moment. Sydney leads 23-14. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Long three for Connor Graven-Briggs. No good. Rebound for Hinman. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line for Afton. 4:47 to go, second quarter. Afton trying to cut into this a little bit here and get back to the line. They did such a nice job to get back into the game. And then Sydney going on a little run here thanks to their press. So here's Hinman with 4 points. Steps to the line. First shot up and good. Good foul shooter here, Kyle Hinman, the 6'4 junior for Afton. Waiting for the second shot here from Hinman. At the line, his second shot up and good. Nothing but net there for Kyle Hinman. Afton looking to get him more involved. Sydney leads 23-16. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Mino for Sydney. Goes left to right. Here's Sydney in the maroon with the white trim. Afton in the home whites with the red trim. Sydney working on this 3-2 zone, which is very active here tonight for Afton. And here is Kyle Smith to the far side. Shot is up, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Smith again, up off the glass and in. Kyle Smith now with 2 points. He puts it in. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Ball is at half court, and we have a collision there between Connor Graven-Briggs and I believe Kyle Smith there of Sydney. Both guys going after a loose ball there and down on the floor. So we'll take a quick break. 4:14 to go, second quarter, 25-16. Sydney on top of Afton on the road. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com or call directly 800-234-6926. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. 4:14 to go second quarter, and we will wish the best to Kyle Smith of Sydney and Connor Graven Briggs of Afton. They were going for the ball at half court. It looked like they just bumped heads. A little slow to get up, but they both walked off the floor under their own power, and I think just a little woozy on both sides. But good and good job by both coaching staffs to come right out, address the situation. You have to be so careful today with concussions and everything like that. I thought they did a great job, and both teams went right over to the benches, stayed away, and we'll hope the best for those guys. Always scary when you have a collision like that at full speed. Those guys bumping heads at half court, but they appear to be okay. Walked off the floor under their own power, so that is good to see. As we'll get back to the game here, Sydney on top of Afton, 25-16, 4:10 to go second quarter. Here is Nick Mino down the right side, and checking into the game for the first time tonight is Anthony Ruling. Haven't seen him in a ball game yet this season. Ruling for three right off the bench, no good off the mark. Ruling having an injury back in football season, which I know put him out for some time, so great to see him back in a Sydney uniform here. 3:50 to go before the half, and Afton trying to set things up against this man-to-man defense of Sydney, which has been pretty tough. Afton's had some good looks and some good second chances, but again, haven't been able to finish in close. Here's Joe Devona with a shot. It's blocked away. Nice job by Ruling. Second chance for Hinman. His shot up off the mark. A third opportunity is blocked away here by Trey Larson, and the ball out of play. Possession will remain with Afton with 7 seconds to go on the shot clock. This is Shane McGovern, which he will inbounds the ball here. Looks to get it in. Does to the corner for Hinman. Hinman, jumper, and that's good. Kyle Hinman with 8 points to lead Afton, and it's 25-18 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Afton on defense here, going with this 3-2 zone again, and they put Hinman, their biggest guy, at 6'4", up on the top. Maybe hoping to take away some of this 3-point shooting here from Sydney. Here's Zach Green as Sydney goes left to right for Alex Hoskins into the corner for Mino. The jumper is good. Nick Mino now with 7 points on the night, and Sydney leads 27-18. Sydney keeping on this full court press, which has been a big source of turnovers for Afton and a big source of points for Sydney. So Afton looking to get it in. They'll go with a long pass down the court, intercepted here by Hoskins. Hoskins crosses the timeline, and another turnover by Afton. And Sydney will put on the brakes and look to slow things down here. They'll get the ball to Mino, who will get things going with 2:45 to go second quarter. Now leaving one off for Anthony Ruling to the right corner for Mino. Mino closely guarded here by Heath, and those two get into it a little bit there. A little physical play over in the corner. Back up top for Ruling. Ruling, with 5 seconds to go on the shot clock, will pass it back off for Hoskins for three. It's good. Alex Hoskins from downtown. He has 9 points for Sydney, and they lead 30-18 with 2:20 to go second quarter. Crimson Knights with the ball at half court. A diving Trey Larson gets his fingertips on that one. Knocked out of bounds. Nick Mino runs right over to help him out. Nick Mino, we see him in spurts throughout games, just have a ton of energy. I don't know where it all comes from. And he's quiet for a couple of minutes, and then he's jumping all over like a crazy man again. But he is really the leader offensively and with the energy department here for Sydney this year. Hinman gets the ball, looking to go back up with it, stripped away by Ruling, and we'll have a foul, I believe, here on Afton's Caleb Stuhler. 2:05 to go second quarter, and this will be the eighth foul here on Afton, and so Anthony Ruling will go down to the line here to shoot two for Sydney. They lead 30-18. Four team fouls on Sydney and eight team fouls on Afton. And so Stuhler will come over to the bench. Actually, no, they will be subbing out Shane McGovern. He will come out, and Connor Graven-Briggs will step back in for Afton. So here's Ruling to the line. His first shot is up and good. Anthony Ruling, his first points of the night. And Sydney leads 31-18. 2:05 to go second quarter. And Ruling steps to the line for shot number two here for Sydney. Second shot for Ruling. Off the mark, no good. Rebound by Connor Graven-Briggs for Afton. He works the ball up the floor, gets it to the center, knocked away, and another steal for Sydney. And here comes Zach Green. Gets into the paint. Nice pass off to Ruling. Missed a little bunny layup, and the ball is still loose for Zach Green with a minute 50 to go before the half. We're going to have a timeout here by head coach for Sydney, Mike Brzee. Will step away as well. Sydney on top, 31-18. He saw as Zach Green was trapped in the corner and looks to bail his guy out. So 1:48 to go before the half. Sydney up, 31-18. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO. 1:48 to go, second quarter. Sydney leads 31-18. Got a final score from that Franklin and Milford game. From what I'm hearing, it was a heck of a game over in Franklin. Milford comes away with a 67-57 win. But from what I'm seeing here on Twitter, a well-played game by both teams, a joy to watch. And so those were two really solid Tri-Valley teams getting after it. Milford comes away with a win. They are still undefeated in the league. They win 67-57. 1:45 to go second quarter. Zach Green was fouled right before that timeout, so he'll head to the line. First shot is up and good here for Zach Green, his first points of the night. And Sydney leads 32-18. With 1:45 to go before the half. You're going to want to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here in a minute 45. Second shot for Green is up and good. So Zach Green rolled his ankle the other night against Unadilla Valley, came back and really had a gutty performance in the second half. Appears to be fine tonight. Scores his first 2 points of the contest here. Afton looking to run and gun as they get it in off the press. Shot is no good. Deion Oakley gets it back here to Darren Heath, and he will have an up-and-down call here. Brought it up and looked like he was going to get blocked, came back down, still held on to the ball, so a turnover, and Sydney back the other way with 90 seconds to go before the half. Sydney leads 33-18. It was 14-11 after one, so a nice little run for Sydney here in the second quarter after Afton came back from 7 down early in the contest. To the far side here now for Sydney. for Trey Larson. Dribble drive, gets all the way to the hoop, up off the glass, no good. Rebound again for Larson. Couldn't get the second chance to go. Thought he was fouled. Doesn't get the call from the Zebra crew. Here's Afton back the other way, but Larson steps into passing lane, steals it away. Mino down the left side. Dribble drive, all the way to the hoop, up and good. Nick Mino now with 9 points. We're under a minute to go in this second quarter. Sydney leads Afton 35-18. Afton bringing the ball up the floor here with Joe Devona. Passes ahead for Kyle Hinman. Hinman for a three. Downtown for the big man. Off the mark, no good. And Mino pulls down the offensive rebound. Mino brings it up the floor. Actually, a defensive rebound, excuse me, as Mino has the ball. Top of the key for Ruling. Now for Larson. Back over for Ruling from downtown. Swish for Anthony Ruling. And he now has 4 points on the night. Nice to see him back in action. 20 seconds to go before the half. Sydney leads 38-18, and Afton will throw the ball away here. Mike Brzee fired up on that far side. He's pumped up for Anthony Ruling, who got a fingertip on that one and caused Afton to throw it away. So some good energy all along the floor here tonight, both out on the floor and on the bench for the Sydney Warriors. 10 seconds left before the half. Sydney up by 20. Here's Mino, up top for Ruling, swings it across for Hoskins, 5 to go. Let's see if Sydney knows where the clock is. 3 to go, Mino for a 3 at the buzzer, no good. 38-18 at the half. Sydney on top after Afton led 14-11 after the first quarter. A big second quarter there for Sydney. They will go to the locker room, led by Nick Mino with 9, Alex Hoskins with 9, and Wyatt McKee with 10. We'll be right back. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Marabito keep life affordable. Marabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Halftime here, folks, and Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Welcome into our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. It's halftime of the boys' game in Afton, a part of our doubleheader tonight, and Sydney leads 38-18. It was a 27-4 run in the second quarter that really was the difference. Afton led 14-11 after one, and at the half, Sydney leads 38-18. So a big second quarter there for the Sydney boys. Let's quickly run through our scoring summary. Kyle Smith with 2 points for Sydney, Nick Mino with 9, Anthony Ruling with 4, Trevor Dutton with 2, Alex Hoskins with 9, Wyatt McKee with 10, Zach Green with 2. Trey Larson didn't score in the first half, but again, just like the girls' game earlier, Of course, Sydney knocking off Afton in that girls' game to start off our doubleheader today. Just good, even, and balanced scoring across the board for Sydney girls and now the Sydney boys. On the other side for Afton, Darren Heath with three, Deion Oakley with two, Joe Devona with two, Connor Graven Briggs with three, and Kyle Hinman, the big guy, 6'4 down low with 8 points. Thought he had a very nice first half. He got into some foul trouble, so he had to sit for part of it, but Kyle Hinman with 8 points to lead Afton. Afton comes into the game 1-4 in the MAC, and on the other side for Sydney, they came in with a record of 4-1, their only loss being to Green, who is still undefeated. So Sydney, this is a win they need to stay in the upper echelon of the MAC standings. Afton trying to make some noise and move up through the bottom half of the standings and work their way up. BG right in front of them with a record of 2-3. So Afton looking to maybe make a little second half comeback here against Sydney. You never know. And we saw that in the first half because Sydney came right out of the gate. They jumped out 7-0 and then kind of a little bit of a lull in the action, I guess you could say. And Afton came back and tied it up and then was ahead at the end of the first quarter. But then Sydney just came roaring out. They really brought out that full court man-to-man press and it caused a lot of turnovers right away. Alex Hoskins, I thought, was a really key part of that. Really a couple of steals, some good passes, and a couple of layups, and then some foul shots as well, which helped Sydney build on this 27-4 second quarter, which really has put the Afton boys in a hole. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about this one some more. At the half, 38-18, the Sydney boys on top of the Afton boys. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO. Thanks also for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. If you're interested in downloading any of the games that we do this year, you can do that on demand on our website, WCDOsports.com. In fact, if you wanted to go and download or listen to the first game here tonight where the Sydney girls defeated Afton, that's already up on the website. You can go there and find it anytime at your own listening pleasure. And this game tonight as well will be up there right after the conclusion of the game as a great feature we have here at WCDO Sports. We're able to get these games up. You can go on, listen to them, download them. Really nice feature because you can go back. It doesn't matter if it's next year even. We have games up there from the last couple of years, some of those exciting playoff games, some of those runs that we've seen from the Harpersville girls, the Franklin girls, Davenport boys. It's all up there from the last couple of years, so really exciting stuff. We also have all our football games up there, the couple of soccer games that we've done, so it's a lot of fun. Go check it out at WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Sydney coming to warm up here in the second half. They lead 38-18. They are led by Wyatt McKee's 10 points, Alex Hoskins with 9, Nick Mino with 9. And if you look at some of the local high school leaders, Wyatt McKee averaging 12 a game, Nick Mino averaging 12 a game. So they are right about on average and will probably go above that average here tonight in the second half as we still have two quarters to play, Sydney leading 38-18. It'll be interesting to see about the energy that we talked about in our pregame here tonight is that Sydney, when they have good energy, we saw them put on that press, that they were so good getting those turnovers, good in transition, using their size, using the ability to go inside with their height. But now that they're up by 20 to start the second half, are they going to have that energy? What happens if Afton starts with a little bit of a rally here? We know they can. I've really been impressed with the quick guard play of Darren Heath and Deion Oakley, as well as the big man Kyle Hinman. If those guys get hot, Sydney's going to have to be careful here in the second half. So it'll be interesting to see what the energy level is like here for Sydney, because these are the games, even though you might be ahead, even though Sydney might pull away and win this game, what happens to Sydney's psyche when, you know, you're going to have to go into the playoffs and then you're going to get back into those tight games like we saw them play the other night where UV was really coming storming back in that game and Sydney didn't have an answer for a couple of minutes before Nick Mino was able to hit a couple of shots. So these are the games where you have to learn how to play a full four quarters. And you hear, you know, it's kind of coach speak, I guess you could say. We got to play the full four quarters. We got to play up to our potential and not take any breaks in the game. But it really comes down to be true at the end of the game, that's for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Sydney leads 38-18. And we'll start the second half here. Boys action, the last game of the week here in our doubleheader tonight between Sydney and Afton, live from Afton High School. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on WCDO Sports.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the third quarter here, live from Afton High School tonight on CDO. Sydney boys leading Afton 38-18. And here's Alex Hoskins to start the second half. His left-handed layup, no good, ball out of bounds, and back to Sydney. Back to Afton. Afton in the home whites with the red trim. They will go left to right to start the second half. Sydney in the road maroons with the white trim. They go right to left to start the second half. Ball coming towards us here at the broadcast booth. Saved by Afton. Thought I was going to have somebody right in my lap there. Good job by Joe Devona to pretty much leap over our table there. Ball stays in play, and Sydney will drive it towards the hoop with Wyatt McKee. Rebound for Hoskins off the McKee miss. He's fouled. He'll head to the line. 7:22 to go, third quarter, and it's 38-18. Sydney looking to add to the lead. Boy, that ball was coming right for the table here, and somehow Joe Devona was able to whip it back over his shoulder and back into play without missing a beat. So Alex Hoskins to the line here for Sydney. His first shot up off the mark, no good. Hoskins with 9 points, looking to add to it here tonight for Sydney. Hoskins will step to the line here for the second shot. 7:22 to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us. A doubleheader here tonight. We had the Sydney and Afton girls game earlier. Lady Warriors winning that. Boys game here now. Hoskins' second shot is good, so he's into double figures. He has 10. Ball to half court, picked off by Trey Larson. Here comes Zach Green. As Sydney goes right to left, they lead 39-18. 1 minute gone here in this third quarter. Here's Green, pulls up, back to Mino. Mino fakes a pass, top of the key, back to Green for three. This one up, rattles out. Wyatt McKee with a rebound, though. Nice rebounding here by the Warriors. Back to Mino, far side for Larson. finds McKee at the foul line. His shot off the mark, no good, but another rebound. This one by Zach Green. And second chance opportunities are huge here, and a fresh shot clock for Sydney. And Dick Winans is going to go to his bench here as he has to get somebody in there who's going to fight a little harder on the boards. Here's Trey Larson back up for Mino. Mino to Alex Hoskins. Back to Mino for McKee. Inside left block. His shot is blocked by Hinman. Ball on the ground, knocked away, out of bounds, and possession will stay with Sydney. And so Connor Graven-Briggs will go out, and Dion Oakley will check back in here for Afton with 6:28 to go third quarter. 39-18. Sydney on top of Afton. And the ball picked off. Nice job here by Darren Heath. Down the floor for Afton. Pulls up from 15. Bang! 5 points for Darren Heath, and it's 39-20. 6:15 to go third quarter. Here's Mino down the floor. Finds Wyatt McKee. Pump fake. Back out for Larson. Up top for Zach Green. Afton sticking here in the man-to-man here. Now for McKee. Top of the foul line. Gets down low. Dribble drive. Left side up and good. Wyatt McKee with 12 points now to lead Sydney. They lead 41-20 over Afton with 5:55 to go third quarter. Here comes Afton going left to right. Down the right wing into the corner. Long three ball here is off the mark and no good from Caleb Stuhler. Sydney with the rebound, and here's Mino. Mino puts on the jets, now puts on the brakes, gives it to McKee. One hopper down low, up off the glass, and good, and he's fouled. Wyatt McKee with 14 points, and he'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. Basket is good. 5:38 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 43-20. I think Afton just a little frustrated right now. Sydney really using advantage, their size advantage inside, to get some second-chance looks. Foul shot is up, no good for McKee. Hinman with the rebound. Here comes Afton down the right wing with Darren Heath, the senior guard. Pulls up again. This one from 20. Bang again. Darren Heath now with 7 points. Two straight jumpers. He's trying to pump up this Afton crowd. 5:25 to go in the third. It's Sydney on top, 43-22. And here is Zach Green. Boys game here tonight, part of a doubleheader. Sydney girls win earlier against Afton. Now the Sydney boys trying to do the same. Shot is up and good for Nick Mino as he got loose in the paint. They found him on a cut. And Mino into double figures. He has 11, the point guard and the leader here for this Sydney squad. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and Afton is trapped in the backcourt. I don't think they're going to get over. And instead, Dick Winans will call a timeout. He's got 1 second left before it would be a 10-second call. So 4:59 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 45-22. We'll step away for 30. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, and right off the inbounds, Darren Heath hits about an NBA three from the top of the key. He's into double figures. He has 10 points. And it's 45-25. Sydney on top with 4:35 to go third quarter. Right out of the timeout, they inbounded it. And Heath was standing there at the top of the key, and no one stepped out on him, so he just popped the three. Here's Sydney back into their own offensive zone. Zach Green with a shot. It's short. Back out for Sydney on the rebound for Mino. Mino finds McKee in the paint for Trey Larson. Back door up, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line. Took a lot of contact down low there from Hinman. 4:18 to go, third quarter here from Afton High School. And it's 45-25. Sydney on top of the Crimson Knights. And Trey Larson will step to the line, looking for his first points of the night here. Larson's first shot up and good. Trey Larson, a guy who averages 6-8 points a game, somewhere in that neighborhood. Tough on the boards. 6'3 senior forward here for Sydney. Won our all-purpose award the other night against Unadilla Valley. Second shot is up and good for Trey Larson, his first 2 points of the night. It's 47-25 with 4:15 to go third quarter. Here's Afton bringing it down once again. They go left to right. Sydney still in the man-to-man. Here's Darren Heath, who's got, 3-5-7 straight points for Afton. Up off the glass. This one no good from Heath. Sydney pulls down the rebound. Moving forward is Zach Green down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Now in front of the Sydney bench, works it back up for Mina, who stands near half court. Sydney leads 47-25, 3:50 to go in the third. Mino up to McKee, all the way to the hole, off the glass, can't get the roll, but he'll head to the line. And McKee is having a heck of a night here, 14 points for the 6'3" center. And McKee, I think one thing about him is he's a tall player, but he's also got the size and the bulk. Really strong inside on the block. First shot is up and good for Wyatt McKee. He now has 15. 3:45 to go in the third. Sydney increasing their lead, 48-25. Second shot for McKee is up and good. He now has 16. That's a game high. So Sydney leads 49-25, and they still have the full court press on here. Kind of a man-to-man full court press. Just making it that much extra hard for Afton to bring the ball up the floor, down the right wing. Here is Darren Heath, marking out some signals, trying to get things going here for Afton to the far side for Joe Devona. Devona into the corner for Hinman. His shot is off the glass, no good. Rebound is up and good for Deion Oakley. Oakley now has 4 points, and Afton cutting into the Sydney lead. It's 49-27, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Mino, point guard for Sydney, works it inside for guess who? Wyatt McKee backs his man down. Out for Hoskins, three ball. This one off the back rim. Rebound, Trey Larson, Sydney. His shot off the glass and good. Larson now has 4 points, all in the second half. Sydney leads 51-27. Afton gets the ball in, and they work it up the floor against this press, but it's knocked away by Mino, out of play. Mino wanted it to go back to Sydney, but the Zebra Crew says it'll stay with Afton. 2:50 to go, third quarter, 51-27, Sydney on top. Afton boys trying to make a little run here deep in this third quarter, perhaps. Darren Heath will get the ball and look to start the offense. Heath, a nice crossover, good pass inside, and up off the glass. Shot is no good for Caleb Stuhler. Rebound for Hinman. Heath's fouled and will go to the line. Boy, Darren Heath slicing and dicing, and then kind of had a dish-off nice pass to Stuhler, who couldn't get the layup to go, but Hinman got the second chance and was fouled and will go to the line. Hinman with 8 points on the night, the 6'4" center here for Afton with 2:40 to go in the third. Hinman to the line, his first shot up and just short off the front rim. Anthony Ruling will check back in here for Sydney for Zach Green. Meanwhile, Deion Oakley over having a word with head coach Dick Winans here for Afton. Second shot coming for Hinman. This one up, and again, off the front rim, no good. Rebound for Trey Larson. Score remains Sydney 51, Afton 27. Here's Mino for three, top of the key. It's good. Oh, they're going to say it's a two. But Mino now with 13. Foot was on the line. Here's Deion Oakley back for Darren Heath as Afton goes left to right. Into the right corner they go, down that right wing. And here's Heath, lost it on the behind-the-back dribble, gets it back all the way to the hole, up and under, no good. Sydney the rebound from Trey Larson. Now to Wyatt McKee in the outlet pass to Nick Mino, who will put on the brakes and slow things down here for the Warriors. 2:05 to go in the third. Front of the Sydney bench, Mino for Ruling, left side. And now for Alex Hoskins, all the way to the 10, up and good. Got around the corner, and it was a wide-open layup there for Alex Hoskins, and he has 12 points. Back the other way for Caleb Stuhler. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line with 1:52 to go third quarter. Sydney leads 55-27. I've been impressed tonight with Alex Hoskins, 12 points. Guy who usually does all the little things for Sydney, but tonight he's found the shooting touch. It's been a nice little extra effort there for Sydney. Caleb Stuhler for Afton gets his first points of the night. First layup, first foul shot is up and good. 1:52 to go, third quarter, 55-28. Second shot coming for Stuhler. This one up and good, Caleb Stuhler. His first 2 points tonight is 55-29. Mina will walk the ball up the floor here for Sydney as they go right to left, and the maroon with the white trim here tonight. Afton in the home whites with the red trim. Mino into the corner for Trey Larson. Back up top for Hoskins. Back to Mino. Reverses far side. Afton still sticking in this 3-2 zone. They've kind of transitioned between the 2-3 and the 3-2 tonight. Now they're in the 3-2. Ball out of bounds. Knocked away. And Afton will get possession. Sydney still sticking with this man-to-man full-court pressure. They'll get another turnover here with Anthony Ruling. Tries for Trey Larson. Too tall for him. Back the other way for Afton, but thrown right back to Anthony Ruling of Sydney. And Sydney now will slow it down after a couple of turnovers on both sides. 55-29, Sydney ahead with 1:15 to go. Third quarter here from Afton High School. Here's Trey Larson for three. Left side, no good. Wyatt McKee with the rebound. Back out for Mino and a fresh shot clock for Sydney. Mino to McKee. He gets pushed outside the three-point line, passes back to Mino. Afton coming with a little bit of a trap here near half court. Sydney looking to move the ball down and low to McKee. He's fouled as he goes up for the layup, can't get it to go. 56 seconds to go, third quarter, and Sydney ahead 55-29. McKee will step to the line, and he will shoot two here for Sydney. Five fouls on Afton in the second half, only one on Sydney. First shot for McKee up, no good. He has 16 points on the night. Alex Hoskins with 12. Nick Mino with 13. All the lead the way for Sydney. Shot is up second time. No good. With 50 seconds to go here in this third quarter. So no good for McKee from the line. And here is Hinman into the corner. Right side. This one up. And he gets the shooter's touch. Kyle Hinman from the baseline right side. And he's into double digits for Afton with 10 points. 55-31 with 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. And here is Nick Mino, reverses to the far side. Nobody was there. Mino trying to throw it up over the zone. Little miscommunication. Ball back to Afton with 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 55-31 the score. Afton will inbound the ball in the backcourt and look to perhaps play for the last shot. Shot clock's off. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Some fancy dribbling here by Darren Heath down the left side, looking to work his teammates open for a shot. Heath gets it back, long three again, gets the roll. Darren Heath with 13 points, another three. That's two straight three-pointers there for Darren Heath. 9 seconds to go, third quarter. We might have a call here. We're going to see what the call is. 55-34 is the score. I think they're just having a quick word with some of the guys underneath the basket here who are getting a little physical looking for a rebound there. Make sure nobody gets hurt here tonight. 55-34 is the score with 9 seconds to go. Darren Heath with 13 to lead Afton. Down low for Sydney. They'll play for the last shot. 5 seconds to go. Mino in the corner. Long three. It's good. There's the buzzer. Mino with 16 points to lead Sydney. McKee and Mino now with 16, and after three, it's Sydney on top of Afton, 58-34. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here between Afton and Sydney, live from Afton High School. This is the last quarter of our doubleheader here tonight. Sydney girls winning earlier today over Afton, and now the Sydney boys up 58-34 as we start the fourth quarter. And they'll start it off with a layup from Alex Hoskins, who has 14 here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. They lead 60-34. 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. Afton with the ball. They go left to right here to start off this fourth quarter. And Sydney still coming with that full court press, and Kyle Hinman is fouled here for Afton. Second team foul of the second half on Sydney. And Afton will bring the ball into the backcourt with Joe Devona. Devona brings it up the floor, looking to pass to the far side, and he will to Deion Oakley. Oakley far side. Now he'll shoot a long three. This one off the mark. And guess who comes away? Darren Heath with the rebound. Shortest guy in there off the glass. It's good. Darren Heath with 15. The 5'8" guard went into the land of the trees and pulled one down from the branches. And it's 60-36. Sydney on top. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Here's Trey Larson back for Anthony Ruling. Thought about a three, pulls it down instead, reverses far side. Here's Mino, back door to Larson, up and good. Great assist there from Mino, and Larson now has 6 points all in the second half here for Sydney. Afton gets the ball into Deion Oakley, a little behind the back dribble, far side for Heath. Heath all the way to the hole, finds Hinman up off the glass, and he gets the roll. Kyle Hinman now with 12 points. 62-38 the score. With 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Boy, Darren Heath with 13, Kyle Hinman with 12 for Afton. They're having nice evenings here. Sydney with the ball. Here's Anthony Ruling. Joe Devona with some good defense. Ruling has to pick up the dribble. Gets it loose to McKee. McKee drives down low, just bodies his way in. Now kicks it back out. Finds Mino. Thought about a three. Instead, steps in. Left baseline, 20-footer, no good. Alex Hoskins the rebound. Goes up. Thought he was fouled. Lost it. Afton comes down, and it's going to be a traveling call here on the rebound against Shane McGovern. And Sydney will pick up the ball. With 6:15 to go, fourth quarter, Sydney will have possession, but we'll take a timeout. Mike Brzee wants to talk things over. Sydney leads 62-38. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live Basketball Tonight here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Sydney on top, 62-38. Trey Larson trying to add to that. No good. Alex Hoskins a rebound, up and good. Alex Hoskins now with 16 tonight for Sydney. So Mino, Hoskins, and McKee all trying to outdo each other. They all have 16 for Sydney tonight. 5:45 to go here. Fourth quarter, Sydney leads 64-38. McKee up off the glass and good for Sydney. He now has 18 points. Sydney leads 66-38. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top of Afton. It's a doubleheader here tonight. The Sydney boys on top right now, 66-38. In the earlier contest, the Sydney girls defeating Afton. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Nick Mino for Sydney for three off the mark. Out of bounds, no good. Possession will go back to Afton. So Afton going to the bench here for some subs. Early in this fourth quarter with 5:15 to go. And Afton will bring the ball up the floor against some full court pressure. Here's Deion Oakley trying to drive all the way to the hoop, and that's going to be a charge against Deion Oakley. Ran straight in to Wyatt McKee of Sydney. McKee had the good position there. Easy call for the Zebra Crew. Possession back to Sydney. As the Sydney boys looking to improve to 5-1 in the league. 5:05 to go, fourth quarter. They're going to have a big matchup next week with Delhi. They also have a big matchup coming up with Unitigo. And this will be a backcourt call on Sydney. That game against Unitigo will be on the 27th, and their game against Delhi will be on the 21st. So two big games coming up for Sydney all in the next week, week and a half. We'll have at least the game against Unitigo here on CDO, that game at Unitigo. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter at 66-38. Hinman with the ball for Afton. Kicks it back out. Joe Devona with a drive. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Connor Greven. Briggs for Afton. He misses the layup. And the rebound comes down here for Sydney. And Zach Green is down on the floor. We saw him roll his ankle the other night against UV. Might have just rolled it again. We'll take a quick break. 4:38 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 66-38. We'll hope the best for Zach Green of Sydney. We'll have an update when we come back here on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And now a steal by the Afton boys. Here's Deion Oakley, coast to coast, puts it up and in. Deion Oakley with 6 points tonight here for Afton. Sydney boys lead 66-40. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter, live from Afton High School tonight here on WCDO. Also online at WCDOsports.com. And another steal here for the Afton boys. This one by Graven Briggs. Briggs lost it back, and Sydney back the other way. They'll go in for an easy layup off the glass, and good for Trevor Dutton. He has 4 points tonight for Sydney, and they lead 68-40 with 3:55 to go in the fourth. Long three ball here from Deion Oakley of Afton, no good. Nick Mino pulls down the rebound and will bring it up the floor here for Sydney. Mino passes far side for Trevor Dutton. Dutton into the corner there, looking for Tom Hoskins, who's into the game tonight here for Sydney. Back for McKee. McKee with the jumper up and good. And Wyatt McKee now has 20 points on the night here for Sydney. An excellent shooting night for Wyatt McKee. And it's 70-40. Sydney on top of Afton. Here's Hinman in the corner. He shoots and is fouled with 3:23 to go. And Hinman will go to the line for two shots. So Kyle Hinman, the 6'4" junior with 12 points tonight here for Afton, will step to the line looking to increase those totals. Does look like Zach Green might have rolled that ankle again that he rolled the other night in that one-point win over Unadilla Valley up in Sydney. Came back in the game in the second half that night and played really well. I think tonight his night might be done with just 3:23 left. First shot for Hinman is up and good. He now has 13. Mass substitutions on both sides. Mino is done for the night for Sydney. He finishes with 16. McKee heads over to the bench as well. He finishes with 20 to help lead the Warriors. Second shot for Hinman off the front rim. No good. Afton pulls down the rebound. Back to Hinman. Shoots for two. He misses. And Trey Larson, the rebound for Sydney. Sydney leads 70-41 with 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. And now bringing the ball up the floor here is Kyle McMillan for Sydney. He passes off for Trevor Dutton. Everybody seeing the floor tonight here for Sydney. Here's Trey Larson. Larson back up for Dutton. Little give and go there as Sydney works some time off the clock. Ken on the shot clock. Long three here for Sydney. No good. Hinman pulls down the rebound as McMillan couldn't find the range there from three-point land. Here is Darren Heath with 15 points tonight. The point guard for Afton. Ball at the top of the key. Here's Heath stepping in. Little crossover move. Back shoots the jumper. He's fouled. Couldn't get the bucket to go, but he'll head to the line. Came up on a little 15-footer, let it go, and we'll have a foul on Trevor Dutton. So Darren Heath with a nice shooting night, especially in the second half where he hit those two big three-pointers to really give Afton some energy. He'll head to the line. First shot is up and off the mark there for Darren Heath. Looked like he rushed it a little bit. Senior guard standing 5'8", wearing number 4 tonight here. Anthony Ruling back into the game. And Trey Larson, his night is done. Only 6 points tonight for Trey Larson, but he did a lot of little things to help Sydney. Second shot is up. Rattles around, no good, and out for Darren Heath. Ball out of bounds, but possession will stay with Afton. Ball came down and off the hands there of Tom Hoskins and out of bounds with 2:30 to go, fourth quarter. Ball is back in, and here's Heath for three. This one off the front rim, no good. Ball is loose. Sydney comes up with the rebound, but they'll turn it right back over on a travel by Trevor Dutton. 2:26 to go here, fourth quarter. and Sydney leads 70-41. Afton will inbound the ball. Our next broadcast will be at Unitigo coming up on Tuesday. We'll have a girls' contest when Harpersville visits the Lady Spartans. That game will be on the 20th. And then next Friday night on the 23rd, we'll have the Walton boys visiting Afton. So we'll be right back here at Afton High School. We're also trying to work in a game on Wednesday of next week. We'll let you know a little bit more about that. If we can get that on the schedule, we'll have it on WCDOsports.com. Afton trailing 70-41 here with 2:10 to go fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. They'll work it up the floor. And Sydney looking to come in here and win both the girls and the boys games in this doubleheader here tonight. Both games featured on WCDO. Ball is loose on the baseline and out of bounds off of Sydney's Riley Howland. Possession goes back to Afton with exactly 2 minutes to go in the contest. And Afton will walk it up the floor here with Darren Heath. Heath to the right side. Now cuts back to the middle, looking to set up the offense. Sydney has stayed in this man-to-man defense all night here tonight, and it's been tough on Afton. Here's Heath, a step-back three. This one off the back rim, no good. Tom Hoskins with the rebound for Sydney, and an outlet pass. And bringing the ball up the floor here is Kyle McMillan for the Sydney Warriors. We're down to a minute 30 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sydney looking for a win here tonight on the road at Afton. They lead 70-41. To the far side here for the Warriors. They work it inside for Tom Hoskins. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Hinman. And he has had a nice night here tonight for Afton. Here's Hinman, top of the key. Pulls it down to the far side for Darren Heath. Heath inside. Turnaround shot is up and no good for Tyler Burns. And you can tell the crowd wants Burns to shoot every possession here with about a minute to go, trying to get him a bucket. And here's McMillan. For Tom Hoskins, now to Riley Howland, all the way to the hole. Misses the left-handed layup. We're under a minute to go. Afton rebounds the ball. Nice job there by Burns to pull it down for the Crimson Knights. And we will have a whistle. Referees say the ball out of play, and they want to get some of these Afton subs in. Off of Sydney, so possession stays with Afton with 50 seconds left. So everybody on both sides playing here tonight for both Afton and Sydney. That's always nice to see. 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 70-41. They get it to Burns on the far side, and he passes back to Jared Harp. Fresh into the game off the bench here for the Crimson Knights, and we'll have a whistle with 41 seconds to go. Another foul on Sydney, so the ball out of bounds on the far side. Both teams with six fouls here in the second half. 41 seconds to go, Afton with the inbounds. Baseline shot off the mark, no good. Rebound up and in for Burns. Burns gets it to go, and the crowd erupts here at Afton High School for the senior, Tyler Burns. Nice job by him to pull down that rebound and put it home. 20 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Sydney looking to play down for one last shot. They work the ball around. An excellent win here for the Warriors. They improved to 5-1 in the MAC. But they have a big week ahead of them next week, taking on Delhi on the 21st, and then they'll have Unitigo on the 27th. So time will run out here tonight, and it's a nice win here tonight for the Sydney boys, 70-43. The girls win earlier in similar fashion, and Sydney comes in and gets two wins, one for the girls, one for the boys here tonight at Afton High School. We'll be right back. We'll have our post-game show. We'll get you our scoring summary as well as our three awards here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. The final here again tonight from Afton High School. The Sydney boys defeat the Afton boys 70-43. And in our earlier contest, it was the Sydney girls defeating the Afton girls there. So a nice sweep here tonight for the Sydney boys and girls as they come down to Afton for our WCDO doubleheader. Want to pass this score along, folks, because this is a huge one. So a thank you to some Unitego fans for passing this along. The Unitego girls defeat Delhi tonight 39-37. That's the first loss of the year for the Delhi Bulldogs on the girls' side. As that was a great game last night between the boys, but Delhi came back to win 58-52 to remain undefeated there. Delhi girls, state-ranked, first loss in the MAC, comes to Unitego, 39-37. Huge win there for the Lady Spartans, so congratulations to them. Let's run through our scoring summary here tonight from this ball game. For the varsity boys, Afton side, Darren Heath finishes with 15 for Afton to lead the way. Deion Oakley with 6, Caleb Stuhler with 2, Joe Devona with 2, Connor Graven Briggs with 3, Tyler Burns with 2, and Kyle Hinman with 13 tonight for Afton. On the other side for Sydney, they had a lot of good efforts along the way. Kyle Smith with 2, Nick Mino with 16, Anthony Ruling with 4, Trevor Dutton with 4, Alex Hoskins with 16, Wyatt McKee with a game-high 20, Zach Green with 2, and Trey Larson with 6. And again, Sydney wins 70-43. Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give this to Wyatt McKee of Sydney, a game-high 20 points. I thought he was an absolute beast down low. Did a really, really nice job here tonight. He gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this to Kyle Hinman tonight of Afton. He had 13 points for Afton, but I thought, you know, the 6'4" big man had his hands full down low and did a nice job playing some solid defense, blocked a lot of shots, and cleaned up the defensive rebounds a number of times here tonight for Afton. He did an excellent job. He will get our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight, Kyle Hinman from Afton. We'll give our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award next. ACCO Brands of Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. This was an easy one tonight. Alex Hoskins of Sydney. I thought he was absolutely spectacular out there. 16 points tonight for the Warriors. Did a little bit of everything. He rebounds. He hustles. He was big when the game was tight in the second quarter. Came up with some big, big steals there and got some breakaway layups, which really put this game out of reach. So Alex Hoskins gets our our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here tonight. Alex Hoskins, of course, from Sydney. So again, the final, 70-43. Sydney defeats Afton. And the Sydney girls also defeat Afton earlier tonight in our doubleheader. Some other out-of-town scores that we wanted to bring you, of course. Milford boys defeated Franklin 67-57 earlier tonight in the Tri-Valley. And as we said, as we came back here tonight, Unitego girls defeat Delhi to give them their first loss of the season, 39-37. So a big thank you to everybody out there for passing along those scores. Well, we did 5 games in 4 nights this week. Next week, we'll try to have a bunch of games for you as well. On the 20th, that's Tuesday, we'll have Harpersville girls at Unitego. And we'll be right back here on the 23rd with the Walton boys coming down to Afton to take on the Crimson Knights. We're also going to try to squeeze in a game on the 21st, but that's not confirmed yet, so check back to WCDOsports.com. We'll be letting you know about that one soon as well. Well, a big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. It's never easy to pull off two straight games, but we got it done here tonight. A very exciting week. A big thank you to everybody for listening out there. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.